And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of writer David McCullough, born in Pittsburgh, 1933, one of the best-selling historians of all time. He said, "My father was totally against FDR. My mother thought FDR could do no wrong. They were both quite hard of hearing. The decibel level at our dining room was high." He wanted to be a painter, got to Yale in the 1950s. All sorts of writers were there teaching on campus, Thornton Wilder and John O'Hara, John Hersey, Brendan Gill. And David McCullough decided to major in English instead. Worked in journalism for a decade, and then came out with his first book, The Johnstown Flood, 1968, inspired by looking at some photographs at the Library of Congress of the disaster which happened close to his hometown. Wrote a book on the Panama Canal, and then three biographies, U.S. presidents. The first about Teddy Roosevelt, Mornings on Horseback. The second on Harry Truman, entitled Truman. Took him 10 years to research and write. And the third was about John Adams. He read all of Adams's diaries and the letters between John Adams and his wife Abigail, over 1,000 of them. And then, trying to get inside the head of John Adams, McCullough read the books that John Adams in the 18th century read: Jonathan Swift and Daniel Defoe, Samuel Johnson and Tobias Smollett, Alexander Pope. It was a big bestseller when it came out in 2001, his book John Adams. David McCullough said, "Writing is thinking. To write well is to think clearly. That's why it's so hard." And it's the birthday of the painter Marc Chagall, born in Vitebsk, Russia, 1887, the eldest of 9 children in a poor Jewish family. His father worked at a salt herring factory. He went to St. Petersburg, failed his first entrance exams, eventually got accepted into art school. Marc Chagall, who said, "I work in whatever medium likes me at the moment." Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Bean entitled Minor Seventh. Foghorns, grackles, wheat fields sighing in wind, the nighthawks ricochet, you better come on in my kitchen. Mixolydian trumpet runs boiling up the Mississippi, turning into urban blues and smokestacks over Gary, Indiana. Hymns, grief, the hiss of sprinklers in timber yards, brawl of log trucks crawling up Mount Hood, chainsaws, seesaws, sneakers squeaking in high school gyms. Have you driven a Ford lately? Field hollers, sorrow, fat fathers riding their mowers, thick cords, throngs of Santa Clauses all across Wisconsin, ringing bells in snow in front of Walmarts, Muzak at Costco, Osco, Piggly Wiggly, Winn-Dixie, Arawak shouting the Santa Maria creaking onto shore, cell phones, car alarms, laptops, the air raid sirens range, achy breaky heart in the flamingo light of roller rinks, the wheeze of progress, the forests of Mississippi echoing with me and the devil was walking side by side, grind of church organs, cotton gins, sledgehammers knocking into granite, no one listening to Monk play crepuscule with Nelly at the open door, Toyota's starting, crows screaming, a rabbit snatched by an owl, give me a pig's foot and a bottle of beer, Reverend Dimmesdale speaking in tongues of flame, Michael Buffer crooning, let's get ready to rumble, chants at NBA games, weeping, St. Louis woman, where's your diamond ring?" A poem by Jeffrey Bean, Minor Seventh, from his collection Diminished Fifth, published by David Robert Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.